So that will be on the air. Very important to send the message out to the world. Amen. Great service this morning, boy. What a wonderful time we had. And of course, Pastor Leon and Phyllis were here. Here's a late straggler coming in. And preached on 2 Kings chapter 6, the story of Elisha and his servant when they were surrounded by the Syrians. And the servant couldn't see angels that were with Elijah and him. And eyes wide shut. This was my message this morning. But praise the Lord. Tonight, let's grab our hymnals at this time. And we'll sing again. Let's go to hymn 164. We'll stand for 164.
164?
Yes, exactly. John Newton wrote, Amazing Grace. Amen. First, second, and fourth we shall sing. Love this old hymn. That saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. When we right shining as the sun, heaven, we've no less haste to sing God's praise than when we first begun. Hey, hey, please be seated, church. Good singing tonight. Oh, what a blessed thought it is on the fourth stanza. We'll never, ever run out of time to worship the Lord. What a privilege that is for us. Well, folks, at this time, please grab your Bibles and open up to the book of Revelation tonight, Revelation chapter 15. And as we come to our Sunday night message tonight, we're going to, Lord willing, if we don't get raptured first, we're going to finish up our series of studies on the Shekinah glory in history and prophecy. Tonight, Sound Man is part 9. Now, as we come to our final portion of this series, the Shekinah glory in history and prophecy, we saw first the biblical definition of the Shekinah glory, what it is. We learned that it's the localized, visible appearance of God. Second, we saw the Shekinah glory in the Old Testament history. Third, we saw the Shekinah glory in the New Testament history. So tonight, we come to fourthly, our final installment, that is the Shekinah glory in prophecy. Now, there are four specific aspects of biblical prophecy which speak directly concerning the Shekinah glory. They are the Great Tribulation period. They are the Second Coming, the Millennium, and then in the Eternal Order. All four of these speak of the presence of the Shekinah glory. We're going to look at that tonight in closing our series. First of all, let's look at the Shekinah glory in the Great Tribulation. Go with me to Revelation chapter 15. Now look carefully at verse 1. And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous. Seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them is filled up the what?
Wrath.
Wrath of God. The wrath of God. Now remember, the seven vial judgments that John is about to see poured out on planet Earth will take place in the final 42 months of the seven-year period, known as Jacob's Trouble, Daniel's 70th week. That will be the last 3.5 years, called Great Tribulation, okay? The full cup of God's wrath will be poured out on planet Earth at that time, all right? Now, with this in mind, look at verse 5. Keep in mind, the wrath of God is about to be poured out. And after that, I looked, and behold, the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven was opened. And the seven angels came out of the temple, having the seven plagues, clothed in pure and white linen, and having their breasts girded with golden girdles. One of the four beasts gave unto the seven angels seven golden vials, full of the wrath of God, who liveth forever and ever. And the temple was filled with smoke, from the what? The glory of God and from his power. And no man was able to enter into the temple till the seven plagues of the seven angels were fulfilled. Now, here observe carefully, beloved, that the Shekinah glory is here directly linked to the seven vial judgments. That is, to God's wrath. Question, has this ever occurred in history before? Where the Shekinah glory, in all of our studies, have we seen where the Shekinah glory has been affiliated with the wrath of God? Yeah, we have. We definitely have. And I'm going to remind you of that tonight. Go to Numbers 14 quickly. We're going to have to move along. Have your Bibles greased up and ready to go. In Numbers 14, look with me here. And we know the spies are sent in to spy out the land of Israel. God told them, go in there, I'll give you the land. The spies come back with an evil report saying, they're too big for us. We can't handle it. We can't take the land. That's a lack of faith right there. In Numbers 6, chapter 14, verse 7. Numbers 14, verse 7. We read. I'm sorry. Yeah, verse 7. And they spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we passed through to search it is an exceeding good land. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Only rebel not ye, this is Joshua and Caleb telling the people, rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not, but all the congregation bade stone them with stones. And the what? Glory, the Shekinah of the Lord, appeared in the tabernacle of the congregation before all the children of Israel. Now, look at verse 11. The Lord said unto Moses, how long will this people provoke me? And how long will it be ere they believe me? For all the signs which I've showed amongst them, I will smite them. Now, the Shekinah is speaking to Moses here. He says, I will smite them with the pestilence and disinherit them, and will make of thee a greater nation and mightier. Now, the wrath of God is about to be poured out here because of unbelief. And the Shekinah glory in verse number 10 is directly linked to that wrath, as we saw in Revelation 15. Drop down to verse 22. Same chapter of Numbers, verse 22. We read, because all those men which have seen my glory, the Shekinah, my glory, the Shekinah, and my miracles, which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, and have tempted me now these 10 times, have not hearkened to my voice. Surely they shall not see the land which I swear unto their fathers, neither shall any of them that provoked me see it. Drop down to 29. Your carcasses, dead carcasses, shall fall in this wilderness. They did. And all that were numbered of you according to your whole number from 20 years old and upward, which have murmured against me. He said, you're going to die in this wilderness. I'm going to see to it. You know what that is? That's a wrath of God. And who is directly linked with it here? The glory of the Lord. That's the Shekinah. Go to number 16, quickly. In number 16, we have Korah and his evil group coming against the leadership of Israel, Moses and Aaron. Korah, what happened to him? Look at number 16 and look at verse 19. We read, and Korah gathered all the congregation against them unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And the what? The, here it is again. The glory, the Shekinah glory of the Lord appeared unto all the congregation. Okay? And the Lord spake unto Moses and to Aaron, saying, separate yourselves from amongst this congregation, that I may consume them in a moment. The Shekinah glory said, I'm going to destroy them. Why? They're rebelling against the leadership. Drop down to verse 31. Same chapter, verse 31. And it came to pass, as he, Moses, had meant an end of speaking all these words, that the ground clave asunder that was under them, Korah, Dathan, Abiram, and all their host. And the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up, and their houses, and all the men that appertaineth unto Korah, and all their goods. They went to hell with their boots on. Hello. And they and all that appertained to them went down alive into the pit. We know that's Sheol. We know that's hell. And the earth closed upon them, and they perished from amongst the congregation. And all Israel that were round about them fled at the cry of them. For they said, lest the earth swallow us up also. And there came out a fire, Shekinah, from the Lord, and consumed the 250 men that offered incense. Now notice here who's doing the consuming. The fire, the smoke, the cloud, that's the Shekinah. The Shekinah glory is linked with the wrath of God, folks. Look with me at verse 42, same chapter. 42, and it came to pass, when the congregation was gathered against Moses, here they come again. They didn't learn their lesson yet. And against Aaron, that they looked toward the tabernacle of the congregation. And behold, the cloud covered it, and the glory of the Lord appeared. And Moses and Aaron came before the tabernacle of the congregation, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, get you up from amongst this congregation, that I may consume them, as in a moment. And they fell upon their faces. Here again, the Shekinah glory is ready to pour out the wrath of God upon the rebels of Israel. You see that? That's the wrath of God directly connected with the Shekinah glory. Okay? Secondly, tonight, that's the first aspect of the Shekinah glory in prophecy, that it will be poured out during the last half of the tribulation period. But secondly, tonight, let's look at the Shekinah glory at the second coming. Go with me to Matthew chapter 16. The Shekinah glory not only is connected with the wrath of God in Revelation chapter 15, but in Matthew chapter 16, he is connected with the second coming of Messiah. Okay? Look with me here in Matthew 16. And with now, before we read, think with me. At the second coming of Jesus Christ, there will again be the manifestation of the Shekinah glory in his visible, literal, physical presence on earth. Matthew 16, look at verse 27. The context is the second advent. For the Son of Man shall come in the what?
Glory.
In the glory. In the skyniai of his Father with his angels. And then shall he reward every man according to his works. Now, here, just as in the first advent, when Jesus came the first time, men were able to see the glory of the Lord. In John 1:14, Jesus said, I, the only begotten Son, hath revealed the glory of the Father, the Shekinah of the Father, to the world. In a bodily form, he did that. It is with this same Shekinah glory that Jesus Christ, Messiah, will come again at the second advent. Now, again, we'll see it. Go to Matthew 24. In Matthew chapter 24, we'll see it again, where the second coming is absolutely spoken of. In Matthew 24, look with me at verse number 30. This is the Olivet Discourse, by the way. Powerful passage. Verse 30. And then,
shall appear, the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. What's the sign? I'm going to show you in a minute. And then shall all the tribes of the earth, that's all nations, mourn. And they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Great Skyni. See that? In verse 30. Now, question. What is the sign of the second advent according to verse 30? You know the Bible interprets itself. You don't need Hebrew and Greek. You need English. 1611. So what is the sign in verse 30? It's the last two words. It's the Shekinah. It's going to be seen. Let's read it again. Then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Now, here in verse 30, it's the Shekinah glory that is the sign of his second coming, appearing to all the world. This same phraseology is found in Mark chapter 13, verse 26. I see some of you taking notes. It's also found in Luke chapter 21, verse 27. Almost verbatim. And it says, the Son of Man shall come in great power and great glory. In those other passages. Same wording, okay? Thirdly tonight, that's the Shekinah glory in the second coming. The third aspect of the prophecy of the Shekinah is the Shekinah glory in the millennium. This part I really like, because the Shekinah glory will be present for the entire thousand-year period on earth when Jesus Christ rules the world. Now, in prophecy, the greatest manifestation of the Shekinah glory is found in the millennial messianic kingdom of 1,000 years. All told, there will be a total of 5 actual simultaneous manifestations of the Shekinah during the millennium. We're going to look at them each individually real quick. First, there will be a visible manifestation of the Shekinah in the Holy of Holies. Okay? Now, keep in mind that this Holy of Holies will be located in the 4th earthly temple called the Millennial Temple, which will stand for 1,000 years and be built by Messiah himself. No man building this one. Jesus Christ. He's a carpenter, you know. He's going to build a glorious temple. A millennial temple. That will be the 4th and final temple on earth. Now, the Shekinah glory will be seen in the Holy of Holies of this temple. Just as Ezekiel carefully unveiled the departure of the Shekinah glory from Israel in chapters 12 and 13 of Ezekiel, so too did he foretell the yet future return of the Shekinah glory to Israel in Ezekiel chapter 43. Turn there. Ezekiel chapter 43. Now, as you know, as I've taught you in Ezekiel chapter 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, and 48, those 9 chapters all deal with the millennium. All 9 of those chapters are dealing specifically, detailed, graphic information concerning the millennium. Everything that's taking place during the 1,000 years. So, in chapter 43 of Ezekiel's prophecy, we have a direct reference to the Shekinah glory. Watch what he says. Remember, he departed back there in chapter 12. The Shekinah glory departed from Israel. Ichabod was written over the house of Israel at that time. But he's coming back, not until Israel is saved. Now, in Ezekiel 43, look at verse 1. Afterward, he, the angel, brought me to the gate, even the gate that looketh toward the east. It's the eastern gate of the millennial temple. And behold, the what?
The glory.
The glory, the Shekinah of the God of Israel came from the way of the east. And his voice was like a noise of many waters, and the earth shined with his glory. And it was according to the appearance of the vision which I saw, even according to the vision that I saw when I came to destroy the city. And the visions were like the vision that I saw by the river Chebar, and I fell upon my face. And the glory of the Lord came into the house, temple, by the way of the gate whose prospect is toward the east. He's coming through the eastern gate, folks. This is the millennium. So the Spirit took me up and brought me into the inner court. And behold, the glory, Shekinah, of the Lord filled the house. It's the Shekinah glory, folks, plain English. And I heard him speaking unto me out of the house, and the man stood by me, the angel. And he said unto me, Son of man, the place of my throne, and the place of the soles of my feet, where I will dwell in the midst of the children of Israel forever, my holy name shall the house of Israel no more defile. See that? The Shekinah glory returns to the millennial temple. He departed from the earthly temple called Solomon's temple. Then there was a third, that was the second, that was the first temple. Solomon's temple was the first temple. But this is the fourth temple, okay? And he will return. He left the first temple, he'll return to the fourth temple, and that will be during the 1,000 years. Now, in verses 1 through 3, look carefully here. Notice that the Shekinah will come from the east to the west, and that the earth will shine from its glorious light. Remember, from the east, that is from the Mount of Olives, from which the Shekinah glory departed 2,600 years ago, is where the Shekinah will return from. I believe he's going to come down on top of the Mount of Olives and come through the eastern gate. Because the Mount of Olives sets east. It sets east of the Mount Zion, where the Temple Mount will sit. It will come through that eastern gate. Look at verse 4. Verse 4. And the glory of the Lord came into the house by the way of the gate, whose prospect is toward the east. That's why the Jews always look to the east for Messiah to come. It will then enter the Holy of Holies. Look at verse 5. And so the Spirit took me up and brought me into the inner court. And behold, the glory of the Lord filled the house. The house of the inner court, the Holy of Holies, okay? Now, next, notice the promise of the Shekinah to dwell with Israel in permanent residence. Verse 6. And I heard him speaking, the Shekinah, for unto me, out of the house, and the man stood by me, and he said unto me, Son of man, the place of my feet, the place of my throne, and the place of the soles of my feet, where I will dwell in the midst of the children of Israel forever, and my holy name shall the house of Israel no more defile. Notice that the Shekinah says, I am going to now remain with the elect nation forever. I will never depart from them again. Why? They're all saved. All Israel is now regenerated. They have the Spirit of God like you and me. And he says, I'll now reside with them forever. The Hebrew word in verse 7, for I will dwell, is Eshkan. Eshkan comes from the same root as Shekinah. Next, go to chapter 44. Something else. In chapter 44, look at verse 1. Then he brought me back to the way of the gate of the outward sanctuary, which looketh toward the east. And it was shut. Why? Look. Then said the Lord unto me, this gate shall be shut. It shall not be opened, and no man shall enter in by it, because the Lord, the God of Israel, hath entered in by it. Therefore it shall be shut. Now, notice here that in the millennial temple, the eastern gate will be permanently locked, closed. Nobody goes in it, nobody comes out of it. Why? Messiah entered that gate. The Shekinah entered that gate. Now, look here. Notice the eastern gate being locked shut, indicating clearly that the glory, Shekinah, will never again depart from the elect nation Israel. He's locked in, though you cannot lock God in. It's by choice. Something else. Secondly, the Shekinah glory. This is the second of our five aspects of our five simultaneous revelations, manifestations of the Shekinah during the millennium. The second one is the Shekinah glory will be covering, not only will it be in the Holy of Holies, but it also will be covering the millennial mountain of the Lord. Go to Isaiah chapter 4. Secondly, the Shekinah glory in the millennium will cover the entire mountain of the Lord at Jerusalem. In Isaiah chapter 4, we find this detailed explanation of the Shekinah chapter 4. Look with me at verse number 2. Verse 2. In that day, it's speaking about the thousand year day of the millennium. In that day shall the branch of, that's a title for Messiah, of the Lord be beautiful and glorious. And the fruit of the earth shall be excellent and comely for them that are escaped of Israel. And it shall come to pass that he that is left in Zion and he that remaineth in Jerusalem shall be called holy, even every one that is written amongst the living in Jerusalem. They're all saved. You see that? Every Jew is saved at this point on earth. When the Lord shall have washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion, he will, and shall have purged the blood of Jerusalem from the midst thereof by the spirit of judgment and the spirit of burning. That's the tribulation period. That is how during the tribulation period he's going to purge the Jews. Two-thirds will be destroyed. That's the purging. One-third will come through the fire and be saved. Now, with the new... look at verse number 5 before we continue. The Lord will create upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion, that's the millennial mountain, and upon her assemblies a cloud and a smoke by day, and the shining of a flaming fire by night. For upon all the glory shall be a defense. Now, you've got to understand something here. This is the Shekinah glory. See that in verse 5? That's speaking of the Shekinah on the mountain of the Lord's house. See that? And look, verse 6, and there shall be a tabernacle for a shadow in the daytime from the heat, and for a place of refuge, and for a covert from storm and from rain. God's people will be protected. Now, listen carefully. The new Mount Zion will be exceedingly high. In fact, it will be the highest point on earth, over 30,000 feet. Okay, and it will have a 50-mile square plateau on the top, which will be the Millennial Temple Mount. Okay, it is over this mountain that the Shekinah glory of the Lord shall be seen afar off. I mean, hundreds and hundreds of miles. You'll see it ascending. Okay, it's on the mountain of the Lord where Jesus reigns. Just as it was over Mount Sinai, so it will be over Mount Zion for 1,000 years by day and by night, but it will not depart. Thirdly, the third aspect of our biblical prophecy of the Shekinah is that the Shekinah glory will rest over the millennial Jerusalem, which will become the capital of all the earth. Go to Zechariah chapter 2. Remember, this is five specific simultaneous manifestations of the Shekinah during the millennium. Okay? Zechariah chapter 2. They will all occur for all of the 1,000 years, all simultaneously. Okay? In Zechariah chapter 2, look with me at verse 1. The prophet writes, I lifted up mine eyes again and looked, and behold, a man with a measuring line in his hand. This angel, in verse 1, is measuring the millennial Jerusalem and the temple. Okay? 2. Then said I, whither goest thou? And he said unto me, to measure Jerusalem, to see what is the breadth thereof and what is the length thereof. He's going to give you the circumference of the millennial Jerusalem here. The Bible gives you great graphic detail of things during the millennium. And behold, the angel that talked with me went forth, and another angel went out to meet him. And he said unto him, run, speak to this young man, saying, Jerusalem, millennial Jerusalem, shall be inhabited as towns without walls for the multitude of men and cattle therein. Millennium. For I, saith the Lord, will be under her a wall of fire round about, and will be the what? Glory in the midst of her. Folks, this is so good. Zechariah says that the millennial Jerusalem will have the Shekinah glory surrounding her on every side. You know what happens when God surrounds you on every side? Nothing can touch you. Hello? When God is surrounding you and protecting you, you don't need a wall. He says, I'm your wall. Nothing can get you when God is around about you. That's the Shekinah glory round about the millennial Jerusalem. But fourthly, we'll see in prophecy of the Shekinah that the Shekinah glory will also be seen upon all Israel. That is millennial Israel, okay? Regenerate Israel. Go to Isaiah 35. Back to Isaiah, prior to Jeremiah, in chapter 35. Here, we're going to see that the Shekinah will rest upon all Israel throughout the 1,000 years. Right now, they're lobbing missiles in there. Hamas and the PLO and Iran and Syria and Hezbollah and all these evil, wicked ISIS terrorists. They're attacking Israel. I'm going to tell you something. God's going to put a stop to it. In chapter 35, verse 1, the wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them. What? For who? He just points to Gentiles and said, they're going to be glad for them, whoever the them is. Let's see if we figure this out. And, look at it, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it, the excellency of Carmel and Sharon. They, whoever the they is, shall see the what? Glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God. Here in verse 1 and 2, something incredible is happening to all the land of Israel. It's becoming fruitful, even in the desert parts. And the it says the glory of the Lord will be on all of that land. See that? Now, go with me to chapter 58 of Isaiah. Chapter 50. Oh, this is so good. In chapter 58, again speaking of the millennium, the prophet writes by the Holy Ghost in Isaiah 58, verse 8, then shall thy, speaking to Israel, then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Look at it. Verse 9. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, here am I. During the millennium, folks, listen. The glory of the Shekinah will be upon all the land of Israel. Okay? That's clear. Chapter 60. Look at chapter 60 of Isaiah. Arise, shine, Israel. Why? For thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. The Shekinah. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. He says Israel is going to rise and be the shining capital of the world. And Gentiles will come. They'll do a procession. I believe it'll be annual. And they'll appear before the king. And they will come to with gifts to Israel. Amen? Be quiet. Because it's going to be the center of the world. Messiah will rule and reign as king. And look what it says in verse 2. And his glory shall be seen upon thee, O Israel. Wow. Powerful stuff. Zechariah chapter 8. And then we'll move on. In Zechariah chapter number 8. Look with me in Zechariah chapter 8 at verse 20. Verse 20 we read, thus saith the Lord of hosts, it shall yet come to pass that there shall come people, and the inhabitants of many cities, and the inhabitants of one city shall go to another, saying, let us go speedily to pray before the Lord, and to seek the Lord of hosts. I will go also. Yea, many people and strong nations shall come to seek the Lord of hosts. Where? In Jerusalem. And to pray before the Lord. It's Messiah. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, in those days, millennial days, it shall come to pass that 10 men shall take hold out of all languages of the nations, even shall take hold of the skirt of him that is a Jew, ethnically, and saying, we will go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. Now, folks, let me make a statement. Today, when 10 Arabs take hold of the skirt of a Jew, it's not to go with him to pray, it's to kill him. But in this day, they're going to grab hold of a Jew and say, please, please, please take us to God. We know you have God over there in Jerusalem. Please let us come and pray before him. Jews will be precious in those days. You see that? Right now they're despised and rejected, but they'll be precious in those days because they'll have God with them. Fifthly, concerning the prophecy of Shekinah. Fifthly, the Shekinah glory will be seen upon the Messiah himself. Go to Isaiah chapter number 11. Five simultaneous appearances of the Shekinah throughout the 1,000 years. Isaiah chapter 11. Fifthly, the Shekinah will be seen upon Messiah, King of Israel, throughout the 1,000 years. Look with me at chapter 11. Look with me at verse number 10. Verse 10 we read, and in that day, it's the millennial day, there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people. To it shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be shkaniak, glorious. Now, folks, look here. In verse number 10, it says there's going to be an ensign. You know what an ensign is? An ensign is something that people can see afar off, and they're drawn to it. Jesus Christ is that ensign. And it says, his rest shall be glorious. The Shekinah glory will rest upon him throughout the 1,000 years. In case you doubt, go with me to chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40. And then we'll move on to our final point. In Isaiah 40, look with me at verse number... Oh, by the way, verse 4 says, every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. That's a millennial prophecy. And look at it, 5. And the what? Glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. Now we know this is a context of Messiah's first advent. We know that. And it's taught in the second advent, spoken of in verse 4, is that the glory of the Lord shall be upon him throughout the millennium. Okay? That's clear. Now, fourthly and finally, we've seen the Shekinah glory in the tribulation period. We've seen the Shekinah glory during the second coming. We've seen the Shekinah glory during the millennium. Fourthly, we must see the Shekinah glory, and finally, in the eternal order. Yes, the Shekinah glory will not cease to exist. It will be active throughout eternity future, called the eternal order. Remember, beloved, the millennial kingdom will end after 1,000 years. Then history future will enter into the eternal order, where the Shekinah glory will still exist. Go with me to Revelation 21. And we'll see this clearly in closing out our series. The Shekinah glory is eternal. It's not a temporal being, because it's God's visible presence, right? And in Revelation chapter 21, we have the eternal order spoken of. What it's going to be like in heaven, and what it's going to be like for us throughout all of eternity future. Look what he says about the Shekinah. Verse 1. This is chapter 21 of Revelation, verse 1. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. I'm so glad this earth is not going to exist anymore. It's corrupt, it's filthy, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven. Heaven is coming down to us, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, The tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. Now, notice the wording carefully in verse 3. The tabernacle of God, the Greek word for dwell is skyniai. It's the Greek root of the Hebrew Shekinah, okay? It means to tabernacle. That means to live with, to dwell with. Also, New Jerusalem will possess the Shekinah glory. Look at verse 10, same chapter, verse 10. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain. This is not the millennial mount. This is the new earth mountain, okay? Upon which New Jerusalem will hover. Okay, this is powerful stuff. 10, and he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain. It's a permanent one because it's on the new earth. And showed me that great city, holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. You see what's happening? Heaven is coming down, is going to hover over the new earth. Folks, let me make a statement here, because some people get confused. Well, it's going to be another earth like this. No, 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 no. There'll never be another earth like this. This earth is filthy, vile, and corrupt. This new earth is going to be altogether glorious. It's going to be indestructible. It's no pollution, no curse, no devil. Okay, look at it. Verse 11. The New Jerusalem, having the glory of God, Shekinah, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. Okay? Now, verse 11 makes it clear that the glory of the Shekinah will be in this New Jerusalem. All right, now let me make a statement here. The Shekinah glory will replace all natural light in the universe for all of eternity future. Go with me to verse 23. I'm going to show this to you. Look in verse 23 and 22. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the what? Sun. There's no more sun. You see that? Why? We don't need sunlight in eternity. We've got the light of Jesus Christ. Look at it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it, for the glory, the Shekinah, of the Lord of God did lighten it. And the Lamb is the light thereof.
Well, you don't need an incandescent bulb, brother. You don't need a GE 100 watt bulb. You've got something much greater. You've got the Shekinah glory light forever. Look at it. Verse 24. And the nations of them which are saved. These are all the people on the new earth. They're all saved. They're all eternal. They're going to be our brothers and sisters. But look what they do. The nations of them which are saved on the new earth shall walk in the light of it. They'll come in to the new Jerusalem that we will live in. And the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. See that? No night there. Why? Because the light of God lightens us in eternity. We don't need candles. We don't need light bulbs. We don't need torches. And we don't need lanterns. We've got Jesus Christ. And we've got the Shekinah glory. Now, here we find in closing that the Shekinah glory shall provide all the light that will be necessary, and that all the inhabitants of heaven on the new Jerusalem and on the new earth, the new heaven and the new earth, that is, will be able to walk in that light forevermore. I've got good news, church, tonight. We shall enjoy the Shekinah forever. And so shall it be for all eternity. Beloved, this concludes our series on the Shekinah glory in history and prophecy. Father in heaven, how we thank you tonight. 9 weeks of incredible, intense study on the Shekinah glory of God. And how we thank you tonight, Lord, that in closing out this series, you've shown us through the prophecies of John that Shekinah glory will be with us forever. I am so grateful that we shall walk
in the light thereof. Oh Lord, I'm so glad that we are not of the night nor of darkness. We are all children of the day and children of the light. We thank you for saving us from sin, Lord. We thank you for making us partakers of your divine nature. We love you tonight, Lord, and we thank you for the series, All From Your Word, which cannot lie. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, folks, let's grab our hymnals tonight. We'll stand. And we will close out with a wonderful hymn of closing, 134. And concerning the messages of today, this morning, our eyes are wide open. And tonight, the Shekinah glory and prophecy. I think we need to stand and sing 134, because this is what all that knowledge from God's word gives us, a blessed assurance. Amen? A blessed assurance. First and second. In closing. Thank you. Barney Crosby. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine.
What a great day he's given us. Lord, we pray you go before us tonight as we're dismissed and use us this week to lead a soul to Christ. Father, I pray that you'd help us to give out gospel tracts and be faithful, O God, and be obedient to thee. And Lord, we look forward to all that you're going to do this week through us. And Lord, we pray that the messages would go forth over the website, over the airwaves, and that many souls will come to know Jesus Christ as a result. Oh, we're so thankful, Lord, for the ministry you've given us. for the outreach you've allowed us to have. And Lord, we don't take this privilege lightly. We pray you'd keep us going till Jesus comes, Father, in his holy name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord, folks.